Yeah. You know what? But that was it. I was in Aimless Anonymous, just didn't know it. I didn't know how to get out of it. I had no idea. The measure of success is not whether you have a tough problem to deal with, but whether it's the same problem you had last year at this time. Anybody have the same problem they had? This is confessional. Close the door so nobody outside sees it. You have the same problem you had last year. You want to be more successful, or whatever it is your problem. What a bunch of liars. I'm teasing.
I don't like that guy on the stage. He's called me a liar twice now.
But that's so true. I kept having the same problem over and over. I was going to the next one, going to the next one, going to the next thing. I had a vague direction where I wanted to go, but I was creating vague results. There was no real direction. I want to be wealthy, or I want to make $1 million. That's it. That's what I wanted to do. And get a haircut, obviously, because I had the thing. But if you're not clear what you want out of life, or even more important for the next 3 days, what you want to get out of this weekend, you're going to get poor results. You're going to get crappy results if you don't know what you want to get out of this weekend. So what do you want to get out of this weekend? Anybody?
A clear direction.
Okay, what else?
A new idea.
That's great. I'll talk about that in a second. What else? Excellent. Confidence to execute a plan. 3 people out of 200 know what they want to get out of this weekend. The rest read a sales letter and said, I got to be there. And then don't really know what you're doing. Honestly, please be aware that if you know what you want to get out of this weekend, you will get it. If you don't, at the end, you'll have enjoyed the weekend and new things will have come to you. But the bottom line is, real life will kick in again. So this is going to be a full participation. I'm going back to the seat that I sat in, 1992. No, I'm not going to you. I was just teasing. It was the third row from the back, so I'm counting you guys as a row. It was right in the center. It's right where Bonnie's sitting. That's the row, because I always sat in the back. So there's still hope. I always sat in the back, right in Bonnie's seat. I was in the middle, so like no one really noticed me, and I could do my thing, and I could sneak out if I wanted to. And yeah, it's the kind of, this is a boring speaker. I sneak out, sneak in, you know, do all that kind of stuff. We've all been there. That's exactly where I sat. June of 1992. And I was wandering aimlessly. I was having fun. Felt like I was moving forward. I walked back. I sat in my regular seat, 3 rows up, middle of the row, kind of kept myself hidden. Didn't really know what I was here for, except I got this real cool sales letter that told me, hey, this sounds like a lot of great speakers. This sounds like a lot of fun. And then Alan Jacks got up on the stage and changed my life. We got to remember, I knew him since I was 8. I saw him drive up. The first time I saw him, sorry, Alan, I know you're going to listen to this. Remember the Volkswagen vans with the flowers on the side? The beard drives up to our house. His wife was a friend of my mom's. And out the doors, they get out of the van and they walk out. And I go, what the heck is this? You got to remember, I was out in the country, right? And up he drives, and it was up the hill, so we could hear him coming forever. And he gets out, and he turned into be one of the coolest, most insightful human beings I ever met. Back then, he had some issues. But back now, he came, but we all did. So now it's move yourself to 1992, and here I am sitting in my regular seat, and Alan's invited me to come down. I flew down from Edmonton to see this at the Sheraton. What's the name of that one on Robson Street? It used to be a Sheraton. The Landmark? Sheraton Landmark, I don't know what it's called now. And I go in, it's a room like this, and I walk in going, the room doesn't really ooze success, Al. You know? And I thought, you know what, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to sit in the same spot. Here's this ex-hippie standing up on stage. I've known him forever. I've heard all the stories, I thought. But I thought, you know what? for a change, I'm going to fully participate. Because, you know, I've been to a lot of these things, and there's lots of exercises, and I kind of halfway did them. Anybody in here is really good at completing every exercise at every seminar they've been in? Yeah, change your actions to change your results. So I sat there in the back, and I said, I'm going to do this. Because I didn't know that I was part of Aimless Anonymous, but I was. So I want everyone to participate, please. That's a bad thing for a speaker to say, I want. Everyone can be successful at the end of this weekend if you just follow the system. And there is a way to get out of Aimless Anonymous. So raise your hand if you have clear written goals right now, please. Listen, I'm going to keep asking questions. So get your arm really loose and limbered up, okay? Okay, of those people who have their hands up, who's reviewed them in the last 90 days? See, you guys, you've got out of Aimless Anonymous already. The rest of us, this average of less than 10%. So raise your hand again, the person who had the goals and the reviewed them in 90 days. See, this is a little bit overachiever. It looks like about 12%, doesn't it? But that's, every time I talk about this, that's what happens. Goals, I just want to get rich. I want to do goals. I have to fill out papers. And what if they don't come true? We'll fix that this weekend. Aimless Anonymous, over 90% of, that's why we call it Aimless Anonymous, are addicted to not doing goals and not having a written direction and not moving forward. They feel they're moving forward, but over 90% of the people are addicted to never doing it. I ain't participating in this. I've paid my money to be here. They can't force me to be successful. And as a speaker, it's really fun to look around. I got to do this while I do this. And look at the guys like this. And it is guys. Okay, so when do we get to the making money part? This is the making money part. This is the foundation. Because if you don't have this and you are a part of Aimless Anonymous, it's very easy to be distracted. It's very, very easy to be distracted and be chasing the different rabbits, and you start to feel like things are going and Calgary's on fire because there's lots of energy, etc. But how come everybody's achieving more than I am? So if you don't have written goals, you yourself may be a member of it, of Aimless Anonymous, because I was. That is my confession. But why I'm here is to, A, thank BBT and thank Alan Jacks for giving me the turning point, for getting me out of that rut, forcing me, even though I was sitting back there. I actually did raise my hand. If you want to know a secret, especially you guys up front, you never get to see this, but the last two rows never raised their hand for nothing. Doesn't matter where they are. Doesn't matter if it's Toronto, Vancouver. There you sit back there. He can't see me from here. I don't look at these first 10 rows. They're already in the game. I'm looking at you guys, by the way. So mind, money, and wealth. What is it all about? Mind, money, and wealth. Well, I see it as a strengthening pyramid. You cannot get to wealth. You cannot get to money until you start to gravitate and grow this part. Your coconut has to be filled with the right stuff. Those of you on the tape, I'm pointing at my head. Coconut. So let's talk about this weekend for a second. These are the things that are going to occur to you throughout this weekend. Do not pretend that you are going to remember them. When you have an idea, write it down, because there's going to be a lots and lots and lots of ideas that come through. Your job is to figure out how to make them work in your life, not to figure out the excuse like a lot of us have in the past. Oh, that doesn't apply to me, or I'm not really that interested. If you get, and thank you, it's Mark, right? If you get one idea, believe me, I attend a lot of these events. I just don't speak at them. I sit in the back row, but I'm different now. But I am looking, I will spend all weekend at a $5,000 event looking for one idea that will up-level everything that I do. I don't expect to get some 15 ideas from 15 speakers and get PO'd because they sold me a book and tape. I don't care about any of that stuff anymore. I used to. Oh, by that point, I've already written down 3 points that I'm going to put into action. And that's the difference. That's the difference, is the mindset. The foundation of long-term wealth, 2 things. Accept that long-term wealth takes time and effort. It is not get rich quick. And the other one is be willing to do whatever it takes to make it happen. A wonderful book that really did it, look at, and it's an easy read, like really big font, double space. So any of us who don't even like books, well, I love books, but any of the people in the room who don't like books, it's a great book. It's called The Ultimate Secret to Getting Everything You Want by Mike Hernacki. So the reality is, if you accept that it takes some time and effort, it's not get rich quick, that's what everybody else thinks.
Come to me, you make $1 million in 9 weeks.
You know, we all heard it. We've all heard the pitch. We're tired of it. We want to create long-term wealth so we can make a difference in our lives, our families' lives, and in lives of the people who aren't even born in our family yet. You picture it in your mind that if you make a decision to make $1.275 million and pop it into the family before you leave the earth, what that will do to your kids and your grandkids and future generations, the difference that it'll make. And you start thinking that way instead of chasing over here and going, ah, damn, that didn't work. Chasing over here, damn, that didn't work. If you find a proven system, allow it to make the wealth so you can make a difference in a lot of people's lives. Allow yourself to feel a little uncomfortable. I have to be careful because they'll probably listen to the CDs. People in my life who are close, that's as close as I'll get. And we've had discussions before. And I said, well, why don't you come and, you know, I know a little bit about real estate. If you want to, you know, we could probably do a joint venture just to give them a leg up, right? No, thank you. I'm really comfortable where I am. I'm really comfortable where I am. 36 years old. Really comfortable where I am. My God. Goodness, if you're comfortable where you are and you're going to float along from 36 to 96 doing that comfortable, how boring will life be? How boring will life be? Allow yourself to feel a little uncomfortable. You know what? I don't want to talk to realtors. Who cares? Cut that out of your life and just jump off the cliff into the bit of the wealth zone. That's the difference. That's the difference. So mind, money, and wealth. The key is stage one is the mind. The mind drives everything. If you are not creating the results that you want right now, there's something that's not wired properly. But the cool thing is that you can change that wiring. I did. I was there. I'm sorry, Bonnie, to pick on you, but that's the seat. Now. But I was there. I was there going, man, I'm moving forward. I'm the man. I feel pretty good. But it was only until I figured out that my brain must be programmed for success, not programmed for action. 2 different things. Programmed for action is different than programmed for success. I had to be able to allow myself to be successful. I had to be able to move forward with a very clear focus. Because who wants to be here? In the top 10% of Canada, in whatever it is that they do. Guess what? You can do that because, honest to goodness, 1992, the last thing I ever wanted to do, there's a number of you who know me since then,